This year, Wrangell's 4th of July royalty contest only has one candidate.
I'm Tyson Mesmer, and I turned 18 last month, and I am running for king this year. And in addition, I'm also a deckhand for John Taylor for Summit Charters. I just graduated on May 20th, and that's me.
Wrangell's 4th of July royalty competition, run by the local Chamber of Commerce, is no beauty contest. The person crowned queen or king is the one who sells the most raffle tickets throughout the month of June. Proceeds from the raffle tickets, which run for $1 apiece, go to help fund Wrangell's all-out 4th of July weekend celebration. Tickets pulled the week of the 4th can win ticket holders thousands of dollars. Candidates also take home a cut of the prize, 30% of their total earnings in recent years. That's part of the motivation for Mesmer, who will attend the University of Miami in Florida this coming fall, studying biology.
I wanted to run to raise money for college, but most importantly, I wanted to help fundraise for next year's 4th of July, so we can have a special 4th of July for next year.
Mesmer says that a poster in school asking students to consider entering the competition got him thinking about it.
And that's kind of when it started. And then my mom suggested it to me. Is like, do you want to run for king? It was about 2 weeks ago, so I got a little bit of a late start.
Mesmer says it's been a lot of work to wrangle together sponsors and volunteers to help run the booth, which will be open almost every day until July 2nd, serving daily specials, a set menu of burgers and hot dogs, and fry bread a couple of times a week. His strategy?
Just take it day by day, just to raise as much money as possible.
Last year, 4th of July Queen Emma Martinson raised almost $99,000 through ticket sales and a food booth, and Princess Cassidy Cowan raised just over $16,000, together nearly breaking the record for ticket sales. This month, Mesmer's days will start early, prepping for the food booth to open at 10:30 a.m. and serving customers until it closes at 2:30 p.m., but that won't be the end of his day.
Well, after 2:30, I'll be out till about 8 o'clock selling tickets, so right after I'm done with the booth, I'll be selling tickets. Possibly before too.
Some days, Mesmer's volunteers will be a little more vital than others. He's planning on keeping his job working with Summit Charters, a local tour operator. As is required as part of the contest, Mesmer has a food manager and his mom is acting as his tickets and booth manager. He has other friends and family helping to sell tickets or volunteering regularly at the booth. Mesmer says he's a bit nervous, but has some experience with the wild month that is the Wrangell Royalty Contest. In 2015, his sister was a part of a local basketball team that collectively ran for queen.
I have a little bit of an idea. I had to volunteer myself.
Once 4th of July weekend hits, Mesmer's sprint of a month earning money and selling tickets will be over, and he'll be able to enjoy his favorite parts of Wrangell celebrations.
All the events during the day, like egg toss and the gunny sack races, and the fireworks, of course.
To make the month of ticket sales run smoothly, Mesmer needs donations and community support. Wrangell's two supermarkets have lists posted with the items Mesmer needs donated to his booth.
I definitely need a lot of volunteers and a lot of food donations, and those are the main ones.
And, of course, Mesmer hopes the town will come out to buy food and tickets throughout the month. Get in contact with Mesmer through his King Candidate Facebook page, Tyson for King, Wrangell AK 2022, or by phone, 907-305-0931. Tickets will also be sold at Buness Brothers and the Totem Bar. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.